Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good, a podcast filled with upbeat news, thoughts, music, and inspiration from all around the world. Good things are happening every day, but sometimes they're hard to find, so this podcast is a daily collection of the good stuff. It's important for us to stay active and aware of the concerns in the world around us, but it's also vital to give yourself time to reframe and refocus in your daily routine. And we could all use reminders of the good in the world and the great things that are happening everywhere, every day. So with that said, here's today's Daily Good. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Daily Good Podcast. My name's Peter, and happy my favorite day of the week, everyone. Happy Thursday. We are now officially on the downhill slope towards the next weekend, and I couldn't be happier about that. It's been a good week for me so far, and hopefully it has been for you as well. But it's also been, you know, a fairly busy one, and that comes despite my best efforts, you know, trying to streamline my schedule and make more time for, you know, self-care and downtime, and I still found myself getting a little bit overwhelmed here and there. So I'm really pleased that the weekend is approaching because I have made my schedule as open as possible. So today is not one of those days. It's going to be a great day, but it involves a little bit of driving and a whole lot of private lessons. And then tomorrow I'm actually attending a memorial service for my sixth grade elementary school teacher. She passed away a few weeks ago, and they're holding a memorial service for her at my old elementary school. So I'm going to go and attend that and pay my respects for a woman who was very influential on me when I was a kid. She was one of those great teachers, right? We've all had at least one, if not maybe two or three, great teachers in our life that really make a mark. They're impactful. And Miss Kimball really was one of those teachers that she looked for the best in every single one of her students, and she drew that out. And she was so kind and so patient and so happy and funny. And those were qualities that, you know, not all of my teachers were like that. I think we can all agree that we've had teachers who are at the other end of the spectrum too, right? But in a landscape full of teachers who were, you know, maybe a little bit harried and frustrated by the system or burnt out on their career choices or what have you, Miss Kimball retained that joy of teaching and teaching kids of that age, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, all her life. And so I'm proud to be able to go and pay my respects. But that's coming up tomorrow, and today is Thursday, and I'm in a good mood. So how are you doing today? Hopefully this Thursday is treating you as well as humanly possible, and you are starting to feel that little frisson of excitement at the approaching weekend yourself. Let's just do what we always do, though, no matter how we're feeling at this point in the podcast, and just pause for a moment and take a really slow, deep breath. And then let it out again really slowly. And with that, let's get into today's podcast with our first good news story, which is some very good news for the war-torn nation of Somalia. Somalia recently had 99% of its debt canceled, which is a major breakthrough for this country as it tries to recover from a still ongoing 30-year conflict. Rich creditor nations like the United States, as well as the UK and Russia, all canceled more than $2 $1 billion of Somalia's debt. And in a post online, Somalia's finance minister, Bihi Egged, said the debt relief would, quote, allow our government to create fiscal space for basic public services. Kristalina Georgieva, who is managing director of the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, said that this breakthrough was a, quote, major stride towards economic development and poverty reduction for Somalia. That takes us next to The Good Word, the segment of the podcast where we turn to the power of great language to improve our lives every single day. Well, all this week we have been hearing great quotes and little snippets of poetry from the brilliant British poet and priest, George Herbert. And here is a very, very quick but very pithy quote from George Herbert for today. The love of money and the love of learning rarely meet. That's a pretty great quote, and I don't think that I need to do a whole lot of unpacking. It's a very barbed quote, I think, and it's not universally true. I have certainly come across people who have a great deal of wealth and are also very, very smart, but I would point out that it's not just having wealth that Herbert is talking about. He says the love of money, and I think that that is an important distinction. So let's hear this quote one more time and really ruminate on this. The love of money and the love of learning rarely meet. George Herbert. That takes us next to Good to Know, the segment of the podcast where I try to dazzle you with fascinating facts and trivia on any subject that I choose. And all this week, there has been no particular subject. It's just a wonderful grab bag of bits of trivia that I've been collecting. Here's one that I love. The first Hershey's chocolate bars with almonds were produced in 1908 because they were cheaper to make. The nuts took the place of some of the more expensive milk chocolate, which meant that Hershey's could keep the price of the candy bar at a nickel. Good to know. So that takes us to our second good news story for the podcast today. And this is some great good news for the United States when it comes to the production of electric vehicles. And the production of EVs is a major step towards fighting CO2 emissions and climate change by default. So ours here in the United States is a country that loves their gas-guzzling vehicles. But last week, President Biden announced the strictest car emissions limits yet in the country, hoping to boost the take-up of electric vehicles. According to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, the new regulation will prevent 7 billion tons of CO2 from getting into the atmosphere over 30 years. The measures include a target of 56% for all new vehicles sold in the United States to be electric by 2032. Now remember, electric vehicles have no exhaust emissions, but they do have a large ecological footprint owing to the precious minerals that are used in the batteries. So we come now to Wonderful World, the segment of the podcast where we get to travel all over this big, beautiful planet of ours together, thanks to the marvels of modern technology. Well, all this week we have been traveling around the world, exploring the sights and sounds and foods of some of the great cities on Earth, and we've been doing so alongside one of the patron saints of this podcast, the great Phil Rosenthal. Most people know him from his hit Netflix TV series, Somebody Feed Phil, but we've been taking a look at its previous original incarnation, which was called I'll Have What Phil's Having, on PBS. It only ran for 6 episodes, but they are 6 absolutely brilliant episodes that brought Phil to some of the biggest and most important cities on Earth. And that is indeed the case with the episode that I'm sharing with you today, which is an episode that finds Phil exploring Tokyo, Japan. It's his first time visiting Tokyo, and as he says right at the beginning of the episode, he wasn't exactly sure what to expect. It all seems very overwhelming at the outset. But in the spirit of a good traveler, he just dives in headfirst and gets into the city as quickly as possible by visiting some really amazing places to try some unusual foods. It's an episode that really opened my eyes quite a bit because Phil, as a person, comes across as very willing and eager to try a lot of things, but he has some personal like lines that he doesn't want to cross. And I'm not going to give anything away here, right? No spoilers. But there's at least one sort of food that he's not interested in eating. And yet, in the moment when he is confronted with this, he decides to just go ahead and try it. And, as is so often the case in life, he's pleasantly surprised. It's a brilliant episode, and it includes some scenes of the most remarkable, mind-blowing food experiences I've ever seen. So make sure to give yourself a little bit of time today to take this episode in. Hopefully you've been watching all of them all week long, and this is going to be an absolute delight. So click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode. Head on over to YouTube and watch Phil Rosenthal's first time in Tokyo. That takes us next to the rotating segment of the podcast. Every day of the week, this segment has a different theme, and on Thursdays, that theme is good times, where I get to talk to you about something amazing that happened either on this day in history, or sometimes just on this week in history. Well, happily, what happened on this day in history back in 1913 gives me an excuse to double up on the musical content for today's podcast. So, in the next segment, sounds good, we've been spending all week with Bach and the Netherlands Bach Society, and we will continue to do so. Fear not, we're still going to do that in the next segment. But in this segment, we get to celebrate the birthday on April 4th, 1913, of McKinley Morganfield, better known to the world as Muddy Waters, one of the greatest and most influential blues singers in the history of that music. He's considered the father of Chicago blues. He is so prolific that he has dozens of albums that you can check out. And he was hugely influential on tons of musicians, including and probably most specifically the Rolling Stones and Eric Clapton. He had huge hit songs with Hoochie Coochie Man, I Just Want to Make Love to You, I'm Ready, and the song that I'm sharing with you today called Mannish Boy. The performance that I'm sharing with you is absolutely astounding, and it shows just how powerful his stage persona could be. That's really all I'm going to say about Muddy Waters, because talking about the man doesn't do him justice. You just need to hear that voice and the way he played his guitar. So click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, head on over to YouTube and spend about 5.5 minutes reveling in the iconic music of Muddy Waters. So we wrap up the podcast today with Sounds Good, the segment where I officially get to talk to you about music and musicians that I love. And like I just said, we're spending all this week in this segment celebrating the music of Johann Sebastian Bach. Bach's birthday was back on Sunday, so I am using that as a paltry excuse to share with you a whole bunch of absolutely astonishing musical performances by the Netherlands Bach Society and their phenomenal project called All of Bach, where they are performing and recording both visually and audially, I'm not sure if that's a word, every single piece of written music we have by Bach. And today, I'm sharing with you a not quite as famous as some of the other pieces, but a piece of music that I absolutely adore, which is his concerto for two violins in D minor. It's an absolutely gorgeous piece of music in three movements, and the total of these three movements comes in at just under 15 minutes, which means that you can put this on and listen to the whole thing on your lunch break or on a coffee break, or when you just need 15 minutes of absolute beauty in your day. I plan on listening to this a couple of times today because it's just that lovely. And again, the musicians that are members of the Netherlands Bach Society are some of the finest interpreters of his music on earth. So it's an absolute delight to be able to see and hear them play. So, as we continue to say happy birthday to Bach, click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, head on over to YouTube, and spend about 15 minutes listening to the concerto for two violins in D minor. And that's it for today's Daily Good. There are links to many of today's segments on the website at the-daily-good.com. Make sure to check out our Instagram account and Twitter feed to get more of the Daily Good every day. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the brilliantly talented Jonathan Stout. Thank you again so much for joining me, and come back anytime you need a boost.